Today is the 28th day of September. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It is wonderful to be here with you today. I can't believe we're almost through another month. This one seemed to fly by, but here we are at the 28th. We're not through it. We still have some time to go, so let's not get ahead of ourselves. We'll just step into it together by taking another step forward. And our next step forward leads us back into the book of Isaiah. Today we will read chapters 54, verse 1 through 57, verse 14. Shout for joy, O barren one who has borne no children. Burst into song and shout, you who have not been in labor. For the children of the desolate woman will be more than the children of the one who is married, says the Lord. Enlarge the site of your tent, and let the curtains of your habitations be stretched out. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes, for you will spread out to the right and to the left, and your descendants will possess nations and will settle desolate towns. Do not fear, for you will not be ashamed. Do not be discouraged, for you will not suffer disgrace, for you will forget the shame of your youth, and the disgrace of your widowhood you will remember no more. For your Maker is your husband, the Lord of hosts is his name. The Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer, the God of the whole earth he is called. For the Lord has called you like a wife forsaken and grieved in spirit. Like the wife of a man's youth when she is cast off, says your God. For a brief moment I abandoned you, but with great compassion I will gather you. In overflowing wrath, for a moment I hid my face from you, but with everlasting love I will have compassion on you, says the Lord, your Redeemer. This is like the days of Noah to me. Just as I swore that the waters of Noah would never again go over the earth, so I have sworn that I will not be angry with you and will not rebuke you. For the mountains may depart and the hills be removed, but my steadfast love shall not depart from you, and my covenant of peace shall not be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. O afflicted one, storm-tossed and not comforted, I am about to set your stones in antimony and lay your foundations with sapphires. I will make your pinnacles of rubies, your gates of jewels, and all your wall of precious stones. All your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the prosperity of your children. In righteousness you shall be established. You shall be far from oppression. Indeed, you shall not fear, and from terror, indeed, it shall not come near you. If anyone stirs up strife, it is not from me. Whoever stirs up strife with you shall fall because of you. See, it is I who have created the smith who blows the fire of coals and produces a weapon fit for its purpose. I have also created the ravager to destroy. No weapon that is fashioned against you shall prosper, and you shall confute every tongue that rises against you in judgment. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their vindication from me, says the Lord. Hear, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk, without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your earnings for that which does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen, so that you may live. I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. See, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. Now you shall call nations that you do not know, and nations that do not know you shall run to you. Because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their way, and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them return to the Lord, that he may have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seeds to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and succeed in the things for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy and be led back in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall burst into song, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress, instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle, and it shall be to the Lord for a memorial, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Thus says the Lord, maintain justice and do what is right, for soon my salvation will come and my deliverance be revealed. Happy is the mortal who does this, the one who holds it fast, who keeps the Sabbath, not profaning it, and refrains from doing any evil. Do not let the foreigner joined to the Lord say, the Lord will surely separate me from his people. And do not let the eunuch say, I am just a dry tree. For thus says the Lord, to the eunuchs who keep my Sabbaths, who choose the things that please me and hold fast my covenant, I will give in my house and within my walls a monument and a name better than sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. And the foreigners who join themselves to the Lord to minister to him, to love the name of the Lord and to be his servants, all who keep the Sabbath and do not profane it and hold fast my covenant, these I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. Thus says the Lord God, who gathers the outcasts of Israel, I will gather others to them, besides those already gathered. All you wild animals, all you wild animals in the forest, come to devour. Israel's sentinels are blind. They are all without knowledge. They are all silent dogs that cannot bark, dreaming, lying down, loving to slumber. The dogs have a mighty appetite. They never have enough. The shepherds also have no understanding. They have all turned to their own way, to their own gain, one and all. Come, they say, let us get wine. Let us fill ourselves with strong drink, and tomorrow will be like today, great beyond measure. The righteous perish, and no one considers why. The devout are taken away, while no one understands that it is due to the evil that the righteous are taken away. Those who walk uprightly enter into peace and rest on their couches. But as for you, come here, you children of a sorceress, you offspring of an adulterer and a prostitute. Whom are you mocking? Against whom did you open your mouth wide and stick out your tongue? Are you not children of transgression, the offspring of deceit? You who burn with lust among the oaks under every green tree? You who slaughter your children in the valleys under the clefts of the rocks? Among the smooth stones of the valley is your portion. It is they who are your lot. To them you have poured out a drink offering. You have brought a grain offering. Should these acts cause me to relent? Upon a high and lofty mountain you have set your bed, and there you went up to offer sacrifice. Behind the door and the doorpost, you have set up your symbol. for in deserting me you have uncovered your bed. You have gone up to it, you have made it wide, and you have made a bargain for yourself with them. You have loved their bed, you have gazed on their nakedness. You journeyed to Molech with oil and multiplied your perfumes. You sent your envoys far away and sent them down to Sheol. You grew weary from your many wanderings, but you did not say, "It is no use." You found your desire rekindled, and so you did not weaken. Whom did you dread and fear so that you lied and did not remember me or give me a thought? Have I not kept silent and closed my eyes, and so you do not fear me? I will announce your verdict, and the objects you made will not help you. When you cry out, let your collection of idols deliver you. The wind will carry them off. A breath will take them away. But whoever takes refuge in me shall possess the land and inherit my holy mountain. It shall be said, build up, build up, prepare the way, remove every obstruction from my people's way. Ephesians 6. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. And fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Slaves, obey your earthly masters with respect and trembling, in singleness of heart, as you obey Christ, not with a slavery performed merely for looks to please people, but as slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from the soul. Render service with enthusiasm, as for the Lord and not for humans, knowing that whatever good we do, we will receive the same again from the Lord, whether we are enslaved or free. And masters, do the same to them. Stop threatening them, for you know that both of you have the same Lord in heaven, and with him there is no partiality. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power. Put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our struggle is not against blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to withstand on the evil day, and having prevailed against everything, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, and belt your waist with truth, and put on the breastplate of righteousness, and lace up your sandals in preparation for the gospel of peace. With all of these, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times, in every prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert and always persevere in supplication for all the saints. Pray also for me, so that when I speak, a message may be given to me to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it boldly as I must speak. So that you also may know how I am and what I am doing, Tychicus will tell you everything. He is a dear brother and a faithful minister in the Lord. I am sending him to you for this very purpose, to let you know how we are and to encourage your hearts. Peace be to the brothers and sisters, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all who have an undying love for our Lord Jesus Christ. Psalm 70. Prayer for deliverance from enemies. To the leader of David, for the memorial offering. Be pleased, O God, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let those be put to shame and confusion who seek my life. Let those be turned back and brought to dishonor who desire to hurt me. Let those who say, aha, aha, turn back because of their shame. Let all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let those who love your salvation say evermore, God is great. But I am poor and needy. Hasten to me, O God. You are my help and my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay. Proverbs 24, 8. Whoever plans to do evil will be called a mischief maker. Okay, so today, just a minute ago, we concluded Paul's letter to the Ephesians. And it's a short letter. It's one of my favorite, though. I mean, some of the things that Paul says in that letter, if we take it slow and say, wait, what? It's so good. It's mind-blowing how good and generous and kind and powerful our God is. And Ephesians reminds me, and so I love that. And in light of all that Paul shared in this letter, I chose to kind of bring the letter in for a landing by using language that has become very, very quoted scripture. And I quote, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power." Now again, like we did this yesterday, some of these sentences in Ephesians, if you just stop and think about it for a second, it's a big deal. Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power. We can be strong in the strength of the power of God. Where do I sign up? Right? Like, this is available. But let's listen to Paul. Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power. Put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our struggle is not against blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Wow. Have you ever thought about the implications of what Paul is revealing with his words? Because if he's right, then reality is a lot bigger than we can see or experience with our five physical senses that we are equipped with to navigate life on planet Earth. It's a bigger thing, and we're mostly not paying attention. And that would explain a lot. Because if we're not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, then why are those the only battles we choose to fight? Like, if issues that manifest in our daily lives are influenced by the realm of the spirit, then is it any wonder that we're confused if that's not a part of our reality? Of course, the easy thing here is to go like, oh, great, great. So much more to worry about now. Thank you so much. I don't think this is like trying to figure out if your alarm clock didn't go off because of a principality that did something, or that you have a flat tire because a cosmic power put a nail in the road. I mean, if this wide vista of reality includes principalities, powers, and authorities, and rulers, then how would we navigate that? What do we have to navigate that? The Holy Spirit of the living God who lives within us. And some added things as well. Paul didn't just say, look, you're not fighting against each other. There's forces out there that are greater than that. And this is what's going on. He didn't just reveal that and then tell us just good luck. He was telling us that we actually have resources that equip us spiritually. So, I mean, think about it. We have equipment, right, for our lives, like clothing, like maybe a vehicle, a home, these kinds of things. So we're equipped to go out of our home and into the wild to get groceries or go to work or whatever. And so if we're going to go do that, like we got to go to the bank. Okay, got to go to the bank. We probably don't just run out of the house naked and get in the car and drive to the bank. We put on our clothing so that we can go do this task. Paul is essentially saying, spiritually, this exists as well. And if we think about it, we go out into the wild, spiritually naked all the time. And then when we get blindsided, we blame God. And Paul is saying, you have been equipped to navigate this. First, put on the belt of truth. The truth will hold up your trousers, right? The truth is going to hold things together. You can clip things onto that. You can carry lots of things with that belt of truth. So if we don't go out into the world today with the belt of truth on, then there's nothing holding it together. The thing that holds everything in place will be missing. We're also, we're given body armor, a breastplate of righteousness. This is incredible. God's righteousness is the thing that will protect our hearts. And we have it. It's available. We're also to put on shoes. The shoes are to be the peace that comes from the good news. Wherever we walk, the good news goes with us. Wherever we go, peace should accompany us. And as a shield, we have faith. And we have learned from Paul that that is the activator of all of it, that we believe. And this faith is a shield to stop the fiery arrows of the devil, Paul says. So if our faith is rooted in the reality of the good news of Jesus, then nothing can penetrate it. The only way we get hit with a fiery arrow is that we leave without the shield, or we lower it, making ourselves vulnerable. And then our helmet is the helmet of salvation. It protects our minds. It protects our awareness. It tells us that we have been redeemed and are righteous before God, and that we are His beloved child, and He knows us and desires us. According to Paul, if we'll put those clothes on, as well as the clothes that we wear to go out in the world, they will protect us. But this isn't just about being defensive, like just being protected. We were also given a weapon that is an offensive weapon, something to fight back with. The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And this is more than just like saying, I read my Bible, and so like, yeah, every time I hear or read the Bible, I'm swinging my sword at the devil. It's a much bigger deal than that. From our reading in Isaiah today, the word of the Lord was spoken of like this: it shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and succeed in the thing for which I sent it. That's powerful. And that's something we strap on and carry with us. And then lastly, Paul says we are to pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. So in other words, just like living in an atmosphere of prayer, a conversational intimacy, a dialogue, an ongoing dialogue with God. And I don't mean like one that's always filled with words and words and words and words. Being together with God can be in silence as well. But this constant connection in the Spirit at all times, on every occasion, this is available to us, and it will instruct us in our lives. and that God has opened a channel of communication, a two-way channel of communication directly to us, to you, to me? That's mind-blowing. We should be taking advantage of this. So if we consider the entire letter to the Ephesians, all the things that Paul has said that are remarkable things, remarkable gifts given to us, and if we consider what we have been given to navigate our lives, then we can see we actually are equipped. We may not be trained. We may not know what we're doing, but we are equipped. God has given us what we need to operate in this world as his ambassadors, who are, in fact, his sons and daughters. So if you've ever read through the Gospels and watched Jesus navigate on this planet, knowing what to do, how to operate, even when he was facing opposition, then this is how. And according to Paul, all that he's describing to us is all already ours. And so we close the book of Ephesians and release it until we come around next year with a question. What are we waiting for? And Holy Spirit, come into that. Man, there's so many things that trap us and wound us. There's so many roadblocks, so many things that have been set in our path. And now we get a clue that maybe there's a lot more going on than we know of, and we need to navigate more truly, and we need you more deeply. We become more and more aware of our utter need of you. And that's such a good thing, because we are so feeble and we can be so stupid, but you have equipped us, and it's time to rise up into who we are as your children. Holy Spirit, come. Show us how to wear this armor, how to walk successfully, being your ambassador, revealing you to the world through our lives. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hi, this is Chicago Peg, and I'm praying for several of our gabbers. So, good morning, gabbers. Please pray with me as I'm responding to Summer from Texas, and I believe you said it was a friend's one-year-old grandson. Forgive me if I don't have the right person, but God knows. And this is an emergency, as you said, Summer, that this poor grandson was found after an accident in the pool, found face down, and are praying, oh, for a miracle healing, even that by the time our prayers are heard, God already knows, even on the day that we were going to call in. And, oh, we're praying for a miracle, praying with you, Summer, and for all the other gabbers, praying that he will live his life to the fullest for all that God has in store for him. Yes, praying for a miracle in the merciful, gracious, healing name of Jesus. And I'm also responding to Nancy in Alberta, and you asking prayer for a family friend of Jason. Jason was in a motocross accident, and Jason is 18 and with swelling of the brain and broken legs. And so, Nancy, we are also lifting up in prayer for Jason's healing, and for sister was supposed to get married 2 weeks from that time. And just also lifting up, I believe, the parents' names of Dave and Kalinda. So every one of these needs we bring before you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, please hear every prayer and be lifted up in praise as we wait for praise reports. Father, we trust in you and we praise you. Help us to wait on you. In Jesus.
Hello, DAB family. This is Saved by Grace in California. I'd like to lift up the young girl that got shot named Hope, who is currently in a coma. Father God, I pray for this child, your child, God, and I plead the blood of Jesus over her, Father God, and I pray for her salvation. I ask, Father God, that you touch her body. Father, you restore her mind. Father God, restore all those things that have gone wrong by the aspects of this bullet, Father God, and ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would make her whole. I pray for her family, if they don't know you, Father God, that this will be a time, Father, that they cry out to you, Father God, and we know in your mercy and your goodness, Lord, to hear them, to heal them, and to bring them to you. Help them see their need for Jesus Christ. Lord, we know that everything and all circumstances, Father God, that are brought into our lives, help bring us closer to you. So I pray for this family to be drawn closer to you, Father God, to know you, to trust in you, and to cast their cares upon you. I pray for comfort for the family. I pray for the person that shot this girl, Lord. I pray that you would save their soul, Lord, that they would come to repentance and not go forward in this life of crime and violence. I thank you, Father, for the love that you are showing to this family. And I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is Favored One calling in regarding Lisa, the Encourager's call the other day about Lisa, Philippians 4:6, her journey and the impact it has had on so many of us. I hope you don't mind, Lisa, but I posted your words on the prayer wall so everyone could read them also. May the Lord bless you, Lisa, the Encourager, for sharing those Spirit-led words of wisdom with all of us. He truly gave you the inspiration and insight to live up to your name. Thank you for giving us all something to think about. And then God's Chosen One in Georgia, you posted such a powerful response to Favored One's message that allowed us to continue to journey together with you. You have been down this path that Lisa is walking in. I have been following your wonderful testimony about you being so close to being called home. But the Lord relented, picked you up, and said, "You shall live and not die." Our God is so kind and so, so good to guide us through the most difficult times of our lives. And you are a great example of Lisa, of what Lisa is talking about. Your vapor has impacted so many people on this prayer wall, and I am sure many more people who come into contact with you in your community. My prayer for all of us today is that we each find the purpose of our vapor so it can gently water our fellow brothers and sisters to honor our holy Abba Father. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Love you all.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for sending your Holy Spirit to comfort us in our weaknesses. You give us strength when we cannot take another step. Guide us into all truth. Remind us of your ways and give us boldness to testify about what you're doing in our lives. Help us to learn and grow in our spiritual gifts that you uniquely give each of us. Help us to use them faithfully and with humility, always seeking to serve others and not ourselves. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us that we might testify about you to those who need your transforming power in their lives. We ask that you help us to use our spiritual gifts for your glory. We pray that we may be bold in sharing the gospel, and that we would be faithful in serving you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. May we boldly go where God sends us and help those that he puts in our path. I love you all dearly. Have a good night.